Hello and welcome to Sporyovcast, the English language Sporyovka Brno podcast that nobody asked for. My name is Sam.
And
I am joined by...
Oh, yes, and I'm worried about my microphone setup.
And...
And I'm regretting my choice of my specialist round.
Yes, we've got a quiz, listener. It's going to be fantastic because I wrote it. And I don't have to answer any questions like I usually do, having been put on the spot. You know, after spending most of the last 3 or 4 days in a coma with the appointment of Neil Warnock to the football club, it's nice to finally get out of that slumber to inflict some pain on some unsuspecting victims.
Yeah, so it's David here and...
Ben.
And occasional guest Ben, as I so lovingly called you on Facebook earlier today.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. How does this work then? What's the format?
So, I have prepared a quiz for our... illustrious guest and not so illustrious co-presenter, which will involve a number of different things. It will involve specialist subjects for the other people, some general nonsense, and possibly a surprise twist in what I am calling, David, the quiz of choice.
Right.
Because you're going to make, you know, there are going to be so many choices that you can make throughout the quiz, which will determine your future.
Good Christ. Oof. It's like a choose your own adventure.
It is
quiz.
A little bit. So,
amazing.
You know, I do invite you all to play the quiz of choice.
How long did that take you to put together?
Good 25 takes.
Jesus Christ.
All on one breath, David. So I'm going to be starting
well,
to lose weight in
me.
A few weeks.
Well, that's, I mean, yeah, we've got a lot to live up to there.
Yeah, we do.
Good Lord.
Would you like to get right into it?
Yes, can I do a quick musical sting? Because I have to adjust my levels slightly.
Absolutely.
Okay, after this. Oh, fuck.
Brilliant.
Right, dear me. Okay, right, where are we?
Well, we're going to start the quiz of choice, David. It's a game of questions. It's a quiz of choice. You may remember a few weeks ago that I messaged you both asking for two things. A quiz round of your specialist subject that has to be football related.
Yeah.
And also a round that the other person would have to take. So we're going to do the round for somebody else later on in the... quiz of choice.
Quiz of choice.
But we are going to start with everyone's specialist subjects. Ben, as the guest on this show, you have a choice of whether or not you would like to go first.
I'll go first, please, Sam.
You'll go first. Okay, Ben. Well, welcome to the quiz of choice. It's a game of questions. It's a quiz of choice. And your specialist subject is Aston Villa under Martin O'Neill.
Yes.
So you'll have 10 questions on this.
First 10.
For the specialist subjects, I will not be putting them on offer. But in later rounds, you will be able to answer if your competitor gets the question wrong. So here
right.
we go. 10 on Villa under Martin O'Neill. Question 1.
This could go very badly.
Oh, I hope so for both of you. It's very hard to determine the difficulty of these sorts of things. So it could be piss easy, it could be terrible.
Yeah.
I think I know what I lean towards. So question 1. The Martin O'Neill era started with a bang in 2006, with Villa going on the longest unbeaten streak at the start of a Premier League season. Which team put that streak to a halt on the 28th of October 2006?
I think it was Liverpool.
And you would be correct. There we go. One on the board for you there.
Thank God.
Ben.
Are you keeping score here?
I am keeping score. And
I don't want to.
You'll be impressed, David, to know that I wrote the entire quiz on Notepad.
Wow, Bosh.
As well. So we've got quiz.txt, scores.txt. Question two. In his first season, O'Neill broke Villa's transfer record by signing which player for £9.6 million?
I think it's Ashley Young.
Correct.
Good. Nice.
Nice to listen to that.
It's a two for two. It's a very strong start, then. Question three. Who did Villa beat in the Intertoto Cup to qualify for the UEFA Cup in 2008?
I guess there's no clues in this.
I will give you a clue, Ben. I'll give you a clue if you want. It's a football team that played in the Intertoto Cup in 2008.
I'm going to say... I'm just going to go for a guess and say, like, Lech Poznan.
Close, but about 600 miles off. It was Odense.
Okay.
From Denmark, I believe. All right, well, you know, still got two. Question four. John Carew scored two hat-tricks during his time at Aston Villa. For half a point each, can you name the teams that were on the receiving end of a Carew hat-trick?
Did he get one against Birmingham City?
He did not.
Shit. Don't you get two guesses, or can I keep guessing until I
get one? You can't just guess every team until you get one. That's not...
I think he can have one to get chalked off. I'll need two now.
I'll say Stoke City.
Also wrong. Would you like one more go?
I'll have one more go. I'm just going to say a crap team, Wigan.
No, I'm afraid not. It was Newcastle United, which I think was his seen as like his hat trick, and then it was also Reading, I think, in the cup.
Mm.
Okay, question five.
This is going very Villa so far. Great start.
Well,
petering out.
Let me be your Liverpool. Question five. Which team did Olof Mellberg join on a free transfer in 2008 after a 7-year spell with Villa?
I think he went somewhere really good.
Did he go to Juventus?
He did go to Juventus, yeah. Correct. Yeah. All right. Question six. Who broke the record for most continuous Premier League appearances while playing for Villa after a 0-0 draw with Fulham on November 30th, 2008? He left the club in 2011 to join Spurs.
Can you read me the question one more time?
Sure. So who broke the record for most continuous Premier League appearances?
But not for Villa.
Not for Villa, okay, so continuous in Premier League.
I'd say
history.
Brad Friedel.
Brad Friedel is the correct answer.
Right.
All right, four. This is doing pretty good. All right, question seven. In February 2009, O'Neill decided to prioritise Champions League qualification. So he decided to prioritise Champions League qualification and fielded a reserve side against which team in the last 32 of the UEFA Cup? The team would lose 2-0 and then Villa would go on an 8-game winless run.
I believe that was the Central Sporting Club of the Army of Moscow.
CSKA Moscow is the correct answer. All right. 2008. Question eight. What was the name of the 2009 friendly tournament won by Villa, which saw them beat Juventus on penalties in the final?
Only trophy we've ever won.
Peace Cup.
Peace Cup is correct.
One in my lifetime. Sorry, I should have been surprised.
Excellent. All right, question nine. This could possibly be tricky. We'll see. During the O'Neill era, Gabby Abong-Lahore played three times for the England senior team. Name any of the countries he played against.
Oof. The only team I can think of who played in qualifiers around then is Croatia.
Croatia, final answer.
Yeah.
I'm afraid you're incorrect. He played against Spain, Germany and Belarus.
Right.
The more you know. All right. And question 10. Villa got to the League Cup final in 2010, losing 2-1 to Manchester United. Who scored to give Villa the lead in that game?
It was a penalty.
It was.
So, Petrov was the penalty taker?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, Stylian Petrov.
It was James Milner.
Shit.
Still, I think pretty respectable. Six, I think, was the...
We're not keeping score.
I think that's about right. Yeah. I got two wrong in the middle and two at the end.
Yeah, six. Okay,
all right, nice.
Great. I'll take that.
Good.
Great. All right, fantastic. So, well done to you, Ben.
Thank you.
David, decided to go with... which I thought was possibly the easier round of the two, which is Premier League era shirt sponsors.
Yeah, it is.
So it's easier.
I think this will be easier, but then I guess, maybe it's
for you rather than Martin O'Neill.
I'm not sure.
It's a lot wider of a topic. True. That's the thing.
I think it maybe appeals to my autistic sensibilities, doesn't it? So,
all right, go on.
All right, so Premier League era shirt sponsors, and I've taken the Premier League era as meaning specifically the first era, the first year known as the Premier League, all the way through to the present day.
Yeah.
So question one, in the inaugural season of the Premier League, only one club did not have a shirt sponsor. Name that club.
Oh, great. Oh, crikey. One club didn't have a shirt sponsor. Luton Town?
It was Wimbledon.
Oh, okay, fine. All right.
Well, chance to get back on the wagon here with question two. Which Premier League side were sponsored by Classic FM?
Classic FM, Queen's Park Rangers.
Such a Queen's Park Rangers sponsor, isn't it? Correct. And next we go on to question three. What was West Ham's sponsor from
1998 to 2004 was... I think it's too late for... Dr. Martens?
Doc Martens is the right answer. All right, question four. Season 2000-2001 saw Newcastle United run out with NTL blazoned on the black and white stripes. Which iconic sponsor did they replace?
NTL replaced Nuki Brown.
Nuki Brown is the correct answer.
Because that felt like a trick question. That felt too obvious. So I was thinking, was it Northern Rock before? No, Northern Rock is after NTL.
There you go, yeah. And you'll be pleased to know that both of those companies, they no longer exist.
Indeed.
What no?
What no? On the subject of alcohol, in the history of the Premier League, only one season has seen a team with an alcohol sponsor take the title. For half a point each, name that team and name that sponsor.
Crikey, that's a good one.
In Scotland, there must be about 30 league titles.
We love the bevy. I'm waiting for Buckfast to win the league or something.
Buckfast 17.
Three point difference over second placed MD 2020 sponsor sitting there.
No.
You will kick yourself as Blackburn Rovers and McEwen's
Lager.
Blackburn
McEwen's. Damn it, okay.
Yeah. All right, well, if you like that one, you'll love this one. Over the years, a number of telephone and mobile operators have sponsored Premier League clubs. But which team successfully qualified for Europe for the first time in a season when they were proudly sponsored by Dialophone?
Middlesbrough?
Middlesbrough is the correct answer. Well done. All right, question number seven. Arsenal's long-term sponsorship by JVC is, I think we would all agree, a classic of the era. However, all things good must come to an end. What sponsor replaced them?
Dreamcast.
Congratulations, that is correct. I would have also accepted
Sega. On the away shirt.
Yes, exactly that. One of my favourite questions now in the whole quiz coming up, question eight. Leicester City and their association with crisps is well documented, but can you name me any other Premier League shirt sponsor that you could eat? And I mean you could eat physically.
Doritos, Wolves.
There we go, is correct.
You could also have Pizza Hut, Fulham.
Yes, there's one more.
You could... Ooh, call me a nerd, but I was looking at this the other day because I thought this might come up.
Oh, wow, okay.
Things you could eat.
So, I mean,
oh yeah, Müller Yoghurt Villa.
Müller, yeah. Okay, fantastic.
I was thinking Goodyear tyres. No.
All right, question number nine. This could be a tough one. Let's see. This season saw Emirates win the league with Churchill, Proton, and Friends Provident relegated to the Championship. Can you name that season?
Sorry. So who?
Emirates.
Right. Okay. That's either Arsenal or somebody else sponsored by Emirates.
And then the relegated team sponsored by Churchill,
Crystal Palace, Norwich,
and Friends Providence.
Southampton. 2002-03.
2004-2005. It was the first season that was won by Chelsea.
Oh, right, okay, yes, fine.
All right, and question number 10, on the subject of Chelsea, between 1997 and 2001, Chelsea were sponsored by which company?
Was that Coors the entire time, or was Coors earlier than that?
Coors, I believe, was earlier. I'm afraid to tell you that Auto Glass Repairs and Auto Glass.
Auto Glass. Fantastic. Yeah, that totally skipped my mind, that one.
Excellent. Well, at the end of the first round, you'll be very pleased to know that both of you have 6 points.
Oh, excellent.
Lovely.
Right, let's take a... Can we take a quick break and then we'll...
Of course.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get over the excitement of that first round.
as I'm sure we all are.
Welcome back to the Quiz of Choice. It's a game of questions, it's a quiz of choice. You join us after round one, where both of our competitors have scored 6 points. And now we're going to go into round two. Round two, there will be 5 questions given to each of you, and you can steal if the person gets a question wrong. Now, I was going to say that the person with the lowest score from the first round would actually be able to choose which question pack, but because it's a tie, I will defer to you, David, because you haven't had a go yet. These are all about 2023 in football, and you have an option of set one or set two.
Set one.
You've gone for set one, so you've got 5 questions on 2023 in Czech football, David.
Oh, God.
And we start with question one. The 2022-2023 season saw Sparta Prague win the league for the first time in God knows how long. However, the top goal scorer was a Slavia player who scored 20 goals that season.
Oh, God. This is going to be humiliating.
Can't wait.
Is it Jurasek?
I can offer it.
I was going to go for... Is it that Van Buren?
Mick Van Buren?
Yeah.
You're a couple of years out from Mick Van Buren's scoring prowess. The answer is Václav Jurečka.
Oh.
Shit. All right. Question two. I would back you to get this one, David.
I wouldn't.
The 21st of October saw a crazy scoreline between Zlín and Mladá Boleslav. What was the exact scoreline?
We were talking about this the other day, you and I. This is annoying, because the exact score, it was 9? 4?
I can offer it.
Oh, that's rough. I was going to say 9-4, but now I'm going to say 9-5.
9-5 to who?
Oh, shit.
The exact scoreline.
Who was playing?
Zlín and Mladá Boleslav.
I think Mladá Boleslav won. So I'm going to say Mladá Boleslav 9, Zlín 5.
I will give you it. It's Zlín 5, Mladá Boleslav 9, because Zlín are at home. But I think that is, yes. Sorry, David.
No, not at
all. The amount of times I've sat there
going, is this
a Bridge or an MLS team? It's like, I don't fucking know. So, okay. Are you ready for question number 3?
I am, yes.
We're going down to the second tier now, which should be your, you know...
It really is
your forte.
Yeah.
So, in the FNL, Jakub Brzeznicek is joint top scorer with 12 goals. Who is also on 12 goals for the season?
I don't know.
Can offer it?
I'm going to make up a name and say...
It's somebody from Vyškov, I think.
It's not.
Fine.
Right, okay. I'm going to say... Pavel.
Good.
Should I wait for your surname? Shall I just say you're incorrect?
You can just say I'm incorrect. Don't want to offend anyone. Possible.
I thought you might have realised that also in 12 goals is David Hoof.
I mean, Hoof. Thing is, if we hadn't had a break of over 3 months not looking at anything to do with Czech football, I might be a little bit more on this.
It's great. If your job on the podcast was to do the previews.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know, the only way is up.
Baby!
So, question four. 2023 saw the Czech national team qualify for the Euros again. They've never missed a tournament. But which country pipped them to the top of their qualifying group?
Who else was in their group? Poland? Was it Albania?
C- Correct, Albania. They pit them on head-to-head. And question number five. 2023 saw Bohemians qualify for Europe for the first time since season 87-88. Which team knocked them out in the second round of the Conference League?
They were in Norway. They were in Norway, northwestern Norway. I know because out of interest, I went on work to see how difficult it would get there. It would be to get there.
What's that team caller?
Is it Tromso?
It was Bodø. Oh, I can't. I didn't let you have a thing. Were you going to say Bodø?
Oh, you were Bodø again.
Oh, no. You know what? I'm going to, you know.
It's all right.
I've already fucked it, haven't I? But, you know, it is, you know, you weren't fast enough.
Right. Well, give me my 1 out of 5 and let's move
on.
You've
got 1 out of 5. I can't believe right. I said I would offer things and then forgot about doing that. So apologies right. to that. We have to still make sure that David wins this for content. Okay, so the next...
Very Czech football of you to
yeah. So you'll be pleased to know that you've got under-19s football.
Oh,
no, you haven't. We have got world football okay. for this set. And we're going to start with question one. The 2023 Women's World Cup saw football yet again fail to come home. Yes. As England lost out 1-0 to Spain with a goal scored by which player?
Oh.
I have a name like Hermaso or something in my head. Hermano?
It's not that.
That's Hermanos. That's the name of the Mexican place on Just Eat.
Maybe that's where I watched it. Oh, I don't know.
I can offer it.
Is it Jenny Hermoso? Hermosa.
It's Olga Carmona.
Who did? What did Hermosa do? Because she was she was player of the year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she didn't score in the final.
Yeah.
Okay. So question two: in the FA Cup, which League Two side were the first to reach the quarterfinals since Cambridge United in 1990?
Was it Stevenage?
Can offer it.
I forgot you were offering it and I switched off. I was just watching the blip on the screen. League Two team going to the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. Mansfield.
Grimsby Town.
Oh, good for them.
Don't remember that at all.
All right. In the Bundesliga, which team did Borussia Dortmund fail to beat at home, resulting in Bayern winning the title on goal difference?
Was it Mainz?
It was Mainz. Congratulations.
Well done.
Alrighty. Question four. In 2023, which player was both top scorer in Serie A and in AFCON qualifying?
Osimhen.
Victor Osimhen, congratulations. In case you were interested, he also broke George Weah's record as the highest scoring African player in Serie A.
Oh, nice.
Well, when he becomes president, then he will.
Yes.
This is true. The reason I was checking my phone was, you know when somebody says something and you're like, did I get that wrong? I was just double checking and it was Olga Carmona who scored
right.
in the World
okay.
Cup final. Question five, Ben, for you. Who are reigning MLS Cup champions?
Oh. LAFC?
I can offer it.
I can't think of any names. Let's go with...
You were there last year.
Yeah.
2 years ago I was.
Oh, was it 2 years
yeah.
ago?
Yeah, we've talked about MLS several times on the podcast.
Yeah, I know. Let's go with NY Red Bulls. It's not.
That is the no. It's not. It's Columbus Crew.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. So I'm sure you're dying to know the scores. After that,
not really. No.
Well, David, you got 1 point.
I did, yeah.
Bringing you to a total of 7. However, a couple of successful answers and a steal for Ben means that you are on 9 points.
Ooh, flying. Yeah.
Join us after the break, as I'll be joined by... No, we'll have another round after a break.
Okay.
Yeah. So round three on Sbruovcast Quiz of Choice is a game of questions. It's a quiz of choice. And
There was much rejoicing.
As I said at the top of the programme, not only did you choose a specialist subject round, but you also chose a round for your opponent. And as Ben started, we're going to let David have a go first of all. And I'm sure you're dying to know what Ben chose for you.
What did Ben choose for me, Sam?
Ben chose European team names or nicknames translated into English.
Incredible. Really good. Really, really nice.
Now, I want to put a disclaimer and a slight apology here because I found it very difficult to do any team names.
Yeah,
because
funny.
A lot of them are just called like Gothenburg or Göteborg. So this is basically European nicknames of teams translated into English and a general nicknames round. So here we go. 10 questions on Euro nicknames. Question one. David, two teams in the Greek Super League have a nickname which involves a double-headed eagle. For half a point each, name the clubs.
A nickname that involves a double-headed eagle?
Yeah, so for example, the double-headed eagles.
Right.
Because there's a word for that.
Right, okay.
Do these questions pass on, by the way?
No, because they are a specialist subject one. Though I will let you have a crack if he doesn't get them.
For fun.
For funsies.
I'm going to go with... For no reason at all, I'm going to go with PAOK.
Mm-hmm.
And again, for no reason at all, I'm going to go for Aris.
PAOK is correct.
Okay.
Do you know the other one, Ben?
I was going to say, is it called AEK Athens?
It is AEK Athens.
Okay.
The strategy there was to go for the teams that have a double-headed eagle on their
on the badge.
I couldn't think of any others.
But
so.
There you go, half a point anyway.
Thank you very
Could
much.
Be, work. Question two. This French team have nicknames including the Mastiffs, the Northmen, and the War Machine. Name that club.
The War Machine. It's just a Geordie getting into his car.
War Machine, yeah.
Into War Machine.
War Boys.
The Mastiffs. Lille.
Congratulations. I don't know where you pulled that out of.
They've got a... It's...
It's in North France.
They've got like a sort of dog head on their badge, I think. It's like a like a zooming dog head.
I thought it was more like a fox.
Yeah.
Also Lesk.
Yeah.
Very industrial, so makes sense.
Yeah.
They had war stuff there.
There you go. All right. Question three. Which Dutch side has the remarkable nickname of the Super Farmers?
Oh, God. This always comes up, and I can never bloody remember.
Because I love this one.
Yeah, the Super Farmers.
Would you like it in Dutch?
Yes, always, yeah.
Super boring.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
I hope it's not boring you this quiz. but really, I'll have to hurry.
Because I know this, but I know I'm going to choose the wrong option.
What are you weighing up? That's fine.
I think either AZ Alkmaar or... Right, I'm going to go with AZ.
And you would be incorrect. What was your other option?
I didn't really have another one. Hair and Vein, maybe.
Oh, it was De Graafschap.
Okay.
All right. Question number four. The fun continues. In which European country could you see a fierce top division rivalry, derby, between the Iron Stoves and the Gnaw, Gnaw?
The Iron Stoves?
The Iron Stoves.
And the Gnaw.
The Gnaw.
Christ knows.
Again, not in Newcastle. No.
Would you have any idea on this? Because I'm absolutely stumped.
Iron Stoves.
Should we just work together?
Yeah.
the Iron Stoves and the Gnaw. I'm going to say... Because, I mean, it's just a guess, isn't it? Bulgaria.
Incorrect.
I was going to say Poland.
Also incorrect. It was in Sweden. Do you like fancy having a go at the teams?
So, Stockholm. So, AIK.
AIK are the Gnaw.
And, they're Gothenburg, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's your garden,
isn't it? Is your garden.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh.
Do we get any points for that?
Nope.
All right, question number five. Plenty of questions ago, which Bundesliga team are known as the Undescendables? The Unabsteigbaren.
Yeah, are they... They're Bundesliga now.
Bundesliga team.
Stuttgart?
Incorrect. Bochum.
Which is ironic.
I mean,
that is
bollocks.
They are
up and down like nobody's business.
All right. Okay, question number six. Which European top flight features the eagles, the geese, the roosters, and the canaries? The whole menagerie of teams.
Portugal.
Yes. Congratulations. That's Benfica, Casapia, Gil Vicente or Vicente, and Estoril Praia.
Mm.
Casapia, the roosters. There we go.
No, the geese.
Oh, the geese even. I can't read my own stuff. Like I say, it's on Notepad. All right. Question eight then. So last season, the top flight in this country was won by the Medallions. The Dockers made Europe for the third season in a row. And perhaps surprisingly, the Concrete got relegated. Which league was this?
Who won, sorry?
The Medallions.
Is it Poland?
It is Poland. It's an extra class. Very nice. Well done.
Yeah, because that would be Lechia Gdansk.
Lechia Gdansk Concrete.
Concrete.
Yeah.
And then the Dockers, I don't know.
I did not write this one down, but yeah, the Dockers were...
Chesham, maybe?
I think it is Poland, Chesham, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, great. And now we go into question nine, which again is one of my favourite questions in the whole quiz. I love this question. I'm so proud of it. question nine. This season's Belgian Pro League has three teams nicknamed after animals that are not native to Belgium. Can you name anyone and the corresponding team? So you
no.
can't just like throw out a thing.
Right, I'm going to say one of them is the elephants, and it is... Is elephants one of them?
No.
Right, okay, well, just tell me then.
Alright, any idea, Ben?
I mean, I have no idea, but I'm going to guess Royal Antwerp have some kind of lion or eagle or something on there.
No, I don't. So the one that I thought you might have a chance of is Ghent, which are the buffaloes.
you thought very wrong.
They've got the Native American visa.
Yes. You could have also had Oipen, the pandas, and Charlois, who are the zebras.
Oh, it makes sense. The kids black and white.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. And question 10. Which Serie A team has the cutest nickname of the watermelon peel?
Yeah, we've got a session from Jesus and Mary Chain, and then after that, it's the watermelon peel with a special 5-track session in the studio. So I'm thinking green and red or green and black. Who's the team that plays in green and black with a white sponsor?
Could be an answer.
Yeah, them.
What are they called?
Don't know.
Ben's got a look in his eye like he does.
No, I mean, I have a team in my head, but I have no idea if it's right. Do you want to share it? You can take a point if it's right, I don't want.
All right, what do you reckon it is?
I was going to say Sassuolo.
That's who I was thinking of, green and black with the... Is it Sassuolo?
Sassuolo is the correct answer. And I am. And, you know, in the spirit of the game, I will count it. So, yeah, that's 4.5 points, David. And now,
I know you'll pay me back.
I mean that was appallingly difficult.
Yeah, it was pretty tricky.
Well, get it up, it's your turn. Ben, David has decided to give you the history of the A-League.
Oh my God.
And let me tell you, these ones are possibly worse. So, okay.
I'll do my best.
All right, question one. Which season did the A-League kick off?
Oh my God. Is there any? Is that Australia? I don't know where the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Is it?
Struth.
Struth. It's the history of the A-League.
You know what? I'll give you a season either way.
Awfully funny. God.
Give you one each way because that's, you know, and they only get worse.
Oh, God.
90.
Miles off.
David, any idea?
2000.
2005, 2006.
Okay.
Shit. So, yeah, there you go. All right. Which Japanese company currently sponsors the A-League?
Oh, I've got absolutely... Konami.
That's incorrect. It's Isuzu.
Right.
They make stuff. Okay.
Yeah, they're a branch of Subaru.
There you go. Oh. Number three. Question three. The third question. Last season saw Melbourne City top the table of the regular season. That's how you know it's a weird league, because it's like a regular season and all this bullshit. Anyway. We'll
pick up with that in my place of residence, I tell you.
If you're Australian and listening, why? So yeah, Melbourne City top of the table after the regular season. But what name were they formerly known after adopting the City moniker in 2014?
It's not the Victory, is it? Melbourne Victory.
Wrong one, I'm afraid.
Shit.
yeah, Melbourne Victory still exist, I think.
Yes, they do indeed. David, any ideas?
The Melbourne Flaming Galahs.
Melbourne Heart.
Rubbish.
Which, to be fair, is a shit name. Melbourne City also.
Also right. Part of the City group now?
Yes, they are.
Yes.
They've got that bloody identikit badge. All right, got a couple here that I think are gettable. All right, question number four. I think you'll get this one. Which manager led Melbourne Victory, the other team, for almost 7 years and has regularly been dubbed one of football's dirtiest players? He picked up 12 red cards during his career.
Australian. If you need a clue, I can give you clues to this because I think I know who this is.
Can I whisper his name in your ear if it's correct? Can I whisper sweet nothing to
you? Okay, I'll take a clue. He played for Wolverhampton Wanderers.
He did.
And possibly Birmingham.
He also played for Millwall.
Yes.
And he also played for Glasgow Rangers. Kevin Muscat is the correct answer.
He's got a link to Neil Warnock. Have you seen the Warnock documentary?
That one's from Muscat. In 2011, Kevin Muscat was sent off for elbowing a player in the face. In his first game back after that suspension, his tackle against Adrian Zara was so bad that he was then suspended for 8 games.
Tackle on Adrian Zara is one of the worst tackles you will ever see. It's spectacular.
We'll have to look it up after this, seriously.
It's dreadful. You know, I thumbed up on YouTube before. All right, great. Okay, question number five. You're off the mark,
yes,
Ben.
Yes, thank God.
So question five. Over the years, the A-League has gathered interest through high-profile signings. Can you tell me which former World Cup winner spent 2 seasons with Sydney FC? He has over 500 appearances for Juventus.
Del Piero?
Alessandro Del Piero is the correct answer.
Before you said Juventus, I was going to say David Villa. I didn't know who he played for, but I knew he played A-League.
I'm sorry, by the way, the way that this round has gone, this next question, you've got no chance. what controversial decision was reversed in 2023 by A-League's governing body after significant fan backlash, which included mass fan walkouts and a full-scale riot during the Melbourne derby? Oh, he knows!
Was it a decision to stage the final in Sydney?
It's the correct answer! Yes. That was fantastic! Oh, you pulled that out, didn't you? Excellent A-League knowledge from
Thank
an
you.
A-League expert. Alright, question seven for you.
Only on seven, gee.
Yeah. No, honestly, it's gonna be like a bad acid trip. Emil Heskey, you might know him. He left Aston Villa in 2012 and signed for which A-League side?
So the Newcastle Jets
is the correct answer. He's coming back strong. Question eight: who are the only A-League team to have won an AFC international title? They beat Al Hilal on aggregate to win the 2014 AFC Champions League.
Purely because they're like a team that I like had heard of before Heskey's move to the A-League. I'm going to say the Melbourne Victory again.
Okay, David, any ideas?
Wellington Phoenix?
Western Sydney Wanderers.
Okay.
Wanderers.
okay, question nine. Brisbane Roar's home shirts have traditionally been which colour?
Blue.
Orange. So yeah, I mean, yeah. Very Rangers answers here. And as always, you may have noticed that there's a half pointer question in each one of these ones. So your half pointer question, excuse me, which two teams compete in the long distance derby? This is one of the longest football away trips in world football, with approximately 5,225 kilometers between each side, half a point for each team.
Perth.
What's Perth's name?
Shit. Can I get a quarter point?
are we giving him this, David? I think it's only fair for you to.
I mean, if you want to, it's Perth Glory is that name?
Perth Glory. Yeah, okay.
Right,
what's the story?
What's the story? Perth Glory.
Adelaide.
I'm giving you one. I'm not giving you the other one.
Yeah. But unfortunately for you as well, you did give him the one as well. It was your answer to the last to the AFC Champions League question. It was Wellington Phoenix is the other one.
Yeah.
Adelaide
United.
Amusingly, like you couldn't split you at all. Like so, both of you 4.5 points and 6 on your specialist subjects. Combining that with the scores from round 2, this gives Ben. You are on.
That's me.
you're on 13.5. And David, you are on 11.5. So 2 points is the difference here.
Might as well have not played that round then.
True.
Yeah. And, you know, and I took several hours.
I know.
So
I'd have never got to show off my A-League knowledge if we didn't.
Yeah. So is it, are there two more rounds to go?
There are two more rounds
to go. Okay.
Just stick in there, we'll get there.
All right. Yeah, plenty to play for.
After this. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Zbroi Offcast, and let's answer questions. It's the fourth round of the quiz of choice. Is a game of questions. It's a quiz of choice, and this is another choice that will be made. As David, you did the first set,
and it went very well.
Yeah, I'm.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, I'm going to let Ben choose now. These are again from football miscellanea, and you have a choice of question pack 1 or question pack 2.
I'll stick to tradition and go for pack 1.
Pack 1. You have got footballers and adverts.
Oh. Good. So, are these thrown over?
Pardon?
Are these thrown over because they're not specialist?
Yes, they are.
Right, okay.
They will go
yeah.
on offer. So, and in the sense of editing as well, I am going to tell you to pause this in a minute, David, so we can hear the first audio clip of the round. So, Ben, I would like you to take a listen to this clip.
Sí, a la orden.
¿Me das un fresco frutinho?
Ajá, ¿qué sabor?
¿Qué sabor me recomiendas?
Todos los frescos frutinhos son ricos. A mí me gusta. Me gusta. ¡Higuita! ¡Ya vengo, papá!
Con frutinho, tú vives el sabor ganador. Con frutinho, lo fresco de hoy. Frutinho, delicioso sabor.
De pura frescura.
Oh dear. This is my favourite advert of all time, by the way. So, yeah, you've just listened to this clip, Ben. Can you tell me what product Colombian goalkeeping sensation René Higuita is advertising?
Ice cream.
Can throw it over.
It's a drink of some description, I think. Is it like something fresco? It's like a...
I'm going to need something more.
Like a...
One word I'm missing.
Fizzy drink?
I don't think it's enough to give you it's fresh fruit juice. It's
okay.
So
right,
yeah, close but no cigar. I think called Frutinho fruit juice.
Okay, fine.
All right, question 2.
Didn't he play for Brazil in the very early 80s?
Me gusta
Frutinho.
If you are listener, interested in this. I cannot
I put you onto this encourage,
I think you did. I cannot, you know, sort of recommend enough going into YouTube and just typing in Rene Higuita advert. It is the most 90s thing you will ever see. It's him, he meets this small child in a the sort of teenage
spoilers,
he's like 11 in this thing, but then he just goes and destroys them all in football. Ace. Alright, question two, Ben. Which of the following players has not appeared in an advert for Gillette shaving products? Raheem Sterling, Kyle Walker, Joe Hart, or Neymar? Who has not appeared in an advert for Gillette?
Sterling definitely has. Actually, I shouldn't be giving my logic, because then I'll be helping you if I get it wrong.
Good, yeah.
Joe Hart.
Can offer it.
I was going to say Joe Hart, because he did Head and Shoulders. Walker.
Kyle Walker is
the
correct answer.
He was one or two.
All right. Question three. Please sit back and enjoy this audio.
Miss Pizza Hut Pan Peters, unless I'm mistaken. Thank you. Miss. Come on, Gareth. It only took me 6 years to get over it. Have some Pan Pizza.
Pan Pizza from Pizza Hut. A light, fluffy base with a crispy crust smothered with generous toppings.
Thanks a lot, boys. I feel much better now. Ooh, this time is it the post?
Pizza Hut Pan Pizza. It always hits the spot.
Okay, so you just sat back to enjoy the audio of the famous or infamous Gareth Southgate Pizza Hut advert. There are two other missers in the advert. Can you name either penalty misser for half a point each?
Stupid
is one of them.
Right, so the second one. And so nice. Who else would have been in the squad? Darren Anderton?
I could offer it, but I think it's a tap-in.
Waddle.
Chris Waddle is the correct answer. So half a point stolen there as we go into question four. Which footballer, please excuse the impression here, which footballer invited us to try something more sophisticated than your everyday cooking sauce?
Oh,
with chicken
yes.
Tonight, sizzle and stir.
Good.
Is there any
anybody really
since I
good.
Was born?
You were born, I think.
Was
I? I'll be honest with you, Ben. For this round, I just went to some of my favourite football adverts.
Okay. Ooh.
There's a lot of pressure on you now, because I think from that reaction, David absolutely knows who it is.
Michael Owen.
Wearing a velvet smoking jacket.
Yes.
Ian Wright.
Ian Wright, right. Is the right
chicken
answer.
Tonight. Stir in sauce.
Something more sophisticated than your everyday cooking sauce. Class. just box office stuff, man. What a time to be alive. All right, and question five. We're going up north here for question five. Who is the only professional footballer to appear in an Iron Brew advert released in advance of the 2006 World Cup?
Oh my God.
Think about it.
Was it a Scottish drink? Ali McCoist.
David?
Jason Scotland.
Scotland's going to the World Cup.
Oh, God.
There you go. All right. I'm afraid, Ben.
Rough round for me, that one.
It was a rough round in that you've got half a point, I believe. Pretty good round for David if it was his one, because he got 3.5, which really does put
that
him
into... That takes me
thing.
A point ahead.
A point ahead.
A point ahead.
How
exciting.
Yes.
Actually a point and a half ahead.
Ooh, okay.
But let's see if this is going to be turned, because it wouldn't be a quiz with me without a round about mascots.
Oh,
so
God,
you have
yeah,
got
okay.
mascot questions, David, and I am going to ask you to listen to the following clip.
I was warned by the club to behave myself. Well, I always behave myself. The other ones wind me up, as you know.
Right.
And so he came down one day, came on the ground half time. He started calling me this and that, and he said, listen, now, I've been told I got to behave, just shut up, or it's going to kick off, innit?
Right.
He kept going. I beat them in penalties, fair and square, 3-0, and he jumped on my back, he tried pulling my head off. So I just showed him that no one comes down our territory unless it's the Swans.
So what did you say? What did you tell him?
Have you got the beep machine on?
What did you tell him?
Don't fuck with the swans.
All right, so Cyril the Swan there. But can you tell me what that is in reference to? Basically, who did Cyril the Swan have a violent on-pitch altercation with?
Was it the mascot of Wolverhampton Wanderers?
Do I have to give you more information?
Well, or? I would... Well, I don't really know how to wrap because... is that your final answer, the mascot of Wolverhampton Wanderers? Who is, of course...
Wolfie the Wolf.
It is Wolfie, but... Is that your final answer? Yeah, it's his nickname. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
I can offer it.
Somebody coming down there, man, huh? And you knocked me head off.
Yeah, who did Cyril the Swan batter?
Or was it the fucking eagle from Crystal Palace?
I don't know. No. But, you know, that's one for him to eliminate now.
One of the 92.
It is on offer, so I will have to hurry you.
I'm going to say whoever the name of the bee at Brentford is.
Oh, a good answer, but it's good, but it's not quite right. He has had run-ins with Harry the Hornet before. however, he was referring to Zampa the Lion from Millwall.
Oh.
So
is Harry the Hornet not Watford?
Yeah. What did he say?
He said Brentford.
Oh, well, it wasn't him.
Wrong guy, boy.
Wrong insect? Aviary insect? Question two. I'll be impressed here. The sadly missed, for me, mascot Grand National has been won by mascots from, among other teams, Oldham Athletic, Barnet, Russian Diamonds, and Saffron Walden Town, of course. Name me any winning mascot of the mascot Grand National for the point.
So it doesn't have to be one of those. There are more.
There are more.
Right. I'm going to say Lenny the Latic.
Lenny the Latic.
Oldham.
As in Oldham. I can offer it.
Gunnosaurus.
Gunnosaurus is not one of the mascot Grand National. Chaddy the Owl, I'm afraid.
Chaddy the Owl.
Chaddy the Owl. Would you like to have known what other things I would have accepted?
A Scarly Sam won it.
He's not won it, no. You could have had...
it's not surprising.
The reason I didn't mention this was I thought that if I mentioned Birmingham City, Ben might know, in case he picked this round, Bo Brummy Bulldog, who's Bo Brummy Bulldog, who is apparently one of the mascots of Birmingham City. You could have even, you could have thought about the clue that I, deftly put in question one. Harry the Hornet. He's also won the mascot Grand National. I would have accepted Dazzler the Lion from Rushton and Diamonds. Mr. Bumble of Barnet. Saffron Walden's Town's Wacky Macky Bear. I would have accepted the Sun's Scoopstick Squirrel. I would have accepted Mickey the Monkey from the Kick for Life campaign, Graham the Gorilla from Finnedin Volta FC, Barry Barrett, the safety mascot of Barrett Holmes, and Huntington Rugby Stag, but we all know that rugby is for wankers. So unlucky, David. Question.
That's all getting cut, by the way.
Question number three, David. Lionel Messi is the mascot of which Scottish football team?
Oh, good. is there a clue in his name in any way? Is that related to anything to do with...
Who would have thought? I can give you a clue. Like, it is a league team. I'm not going like stupid on you here.
Livingston.
Lionel Messi.
Oh, Messi. I thought he said Messi.
Lionel Messi. I said
right.
It twice. I can offer.
Did
it.
You hear Messi?
No, I thought he said Messi.
Okay,
I
right.
Can offer
Lionel
it.
Messi.
No.
I didn't hear it properly.
No.
Cali Thistle.
I don't know, but I think that's your call. I said it twice.
I did give you a point earlier, and it has come back to bite me, but...
fair, if he knows it, fuck it.
I genuinely thought Lionel Messi. I genuinely
right,
thought you said that.
Right.
Because I
you?
Thought it was going to be something like they had adopted... They had a lion, and they'd, like, renamed it.
I was quite because confused like, when you asked if they were queuing the name. I was because, like
that's why. No. Because I thought, like, okay, if it was like Leon, like there was a lot, and there was Argentinians playing for Dundee or something, and there was a lot. Like, I didn't. Okay, fine.
I'm tickled for the fact that you thought that Livingston would have a mascot that's obviously a lie. It's a Livy lion, by the way. And the lion is just called Lionel Messi.
I don't know. I thought it would be some in-joke that they renamed him. All right, strike it then. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, strike it.
Well, it's going to... I mean, I'm going to share a secret with you. The scores don't really matter going into the final round. Just as a quick aside, can you name me any other Inverness Caledonian Thistle mascot?
Something to do with Caledonia and something to do with a thistle.
Wrong on both.
We've had Ness.
Super Cali.
Wrong on both fronts. They were for a while sponsored by Subway, and they had a giant Subway sandwich mascot.
Good.
Question four. What is Jablonec's mascot? I don't need a name, I just need a breed. Or variety. Or variety of thing, you know. What is it? What is Jablonec's mascot?
Is he a dinosaur?
Can offer it.
The fact that you switch it to variety and their name is Jablonec makes me think an apple.
An apple?
Is it an eagle?
I'm afraid that Jablonec's mascot is a owl.
A owl, okay.
Finally, David, this is another, I think, fantastic question. You may disagree. FC Köln are known for their mascot, Hennis the Goat. However, as a live goat, he does need to be retired every so often and does inconveniently die and needs to be replaced with a new Hennis. What Hennis are we now on? You can have one either way.
8.
Luckily, you can have one either way. Hennis the 9th is currently...
Yeah, because I remember when they replaced him, there was a big joke about, oh, it's Hennis the 8th, like Henry the 8th. So, yeah. They've gone one further since I read that article, yeah.
Okay, yeah, well...
I am Hennessy. I am.
Well, after that, which I'm sure you'll agree was very exciting, Ben, you scored 0.5 points for that round, whereas David marching ahead with 4.5. This currently means that David is on 16 points with Ben on 14.
Oh, that's
a bit. You will all be glad to know that there's one more round left. And I wasn't just saying, you know, making this up, but there genuinely is 5 points available in this round in a winner-take-all, just in case it was close. And this is absolutely This absolutely has not been copied by any other radio quiz format generate excitement.
Hello, Adam.
Hi, Adam. all right, so we are going to play the sudden death round. The sudden death round is that you will both, we're going to go best of three. You will both be able to choose a category and I will ask you to give answers in turn until somebody gets it wrong. If so, the winner will get 1 point and we are going best of three. Is that clear?
Yeah, I get it.
Right, okay.
You get it. You do have a choice of category and you will get to know
quiz
the category this time. The quiz of choice.
Quiz of choice
is a game of questions. It's a quiz of choice. As you are currently behind by 2 points, Ben, I will let you choose the category. So you have a choice of 4 categories. Excitement, variety, excellence. you can go for domestic cops, classic match, bridesmaids, or the home side.
Oh, they all sound really enticing.
Yeah,
actually.
They do, don't they?
Hang on, so run me through it again one more time.
You can go for domestic cops, classic game, bridesmaids, or the home side.
He's put so much effort into this. Thank you for doing this, Sam. This is incredible work.
I'll be honest with you. This took up a significant part of my week.
Bridesmaid is going to be about like losing finalists, I guess. So I don't fancy that so much.
Oh, this is great. This is like when they work out the categories or you know, for the final
on
pointless.
Yeah.
So there's classic matches. You could strike lucky. And the last one was?
The home side.
The home side.
Interesting. Ambiguous.
Fuck it, ambiguity. Home side.
The home side. Super play. Right. And I think that, Ben, you will regret it. So, okay, so the home side. I am looking for teams that have played Zbrojovka Brno or any previous incarnation of Zbrojovka. So we Spartak, mm-hmm. Bobby,
yeah.
Lerk, and who have played them in an official European competition.
Oh my God.
So, and this, and actually, you know, you may scoff, but there are 32 teams.
I'm not scoffing at the question, yeah. I'm scoffing at the fact that I know one.
Yeah, so this could be a very, very quick one. So, you know, you chose, so you have a choice to go far. And I will say as well, in the interest of fairness, I am also counting the Intertoto Cup, which actually Zbrojovka played up until 2002. Mm-hmm. I'm also including the Mitropa Cup in the 1930s. So, please, on you go.
Kaunas.
Kaunas is the correct answer. Beat them in 1997. David?
Rapid Vienna.
Rapid Vienna, beaten them several times, including in the round after that. You could also have had them earlier on in 1935 against SK Zhidnica.
Okay. Ferencváros.
Ferencváros is a correct answer. Actually, from the 1935 Mitropa Cup, losing 8-5 on aggregate. David?
St. Mirren.
St. Mirren is an incorrect answer.
I thought they played them... okay, who was I thinking of? Who's the Scottish side that they played?
Black and white, you were thinking of Dunfermline.
Dunfermline
were played in the...
you're overjoyed at that.
But the only one I knew was Kaunas.
1965 Fairs Cup, where Spartak Brno lost 2-0. Mm. You could have also had Partick Thistle in 1964.
God, yeah. I knew there were Scottish Cups in the Scottish clubs in the Fairs Cup. But.
All right, fair enough.
So there's a few of them. I just throw a couple of them out there as well. You could have had Újpest, Standard Liège, Eintracht Frankfurt. You could have had Espanyol from the 1998 Intertoto Cup.
Yeah.
You could have had Villarreal from 2003 Intertoto.
Some oysies.
And you also could have had Etar Velkovo Ternovo. So, you know, just on the tip
I'm
of
sure
your
we
tongue.
Could.
Bless you.
The last big one, of course, really could have been the 5-0 drubbing by Bayer Leverkusen in 1993 European Cup Winners' Cup. Okay, so...
I only knew Kaunas, by the way, by listening to...
Yeah.
And go back and listen to that episode if you haven't, listener. It's great fun and we all get very drunk. All right, it's 1-0 to Ben in this, but you have a chance to bring it back here, David.
I don't think I do.
You've got Domestic Cups, Classic Game, or Bridesmaids.
Oh, it's the same four.
Yeah.
the same three now.
Let's go with Classic Game.
Classic Game.
Classic
this
Game.
This is a good one. Classic Game. So, lads, I will be looking for footballers who played in the classic Netherlands 2, Czech Republic 3 match from Euro 2004.
Oh. Right.
To be clear, this means players that had match time on the pitch, unused substitutes do not count.
Okay.
And David, you have a chance to go first.
Petr Cech,
starting goalkeeper.
Milan Baroš.
Milan Baroš is another correct answer.
Jan Koller.
Jan Koller, correct.
Pavel Nedved.
Nedved is the correct answer. I thought I was having a mild stroke for a minute there, but I didn't see it. Can I also just put it out there as well that we are looking for
any player on the pitch,
match.
Yeah. Edgar Davids.
Edgar Davids is correct.
For some reason, I'm running out already. Mm. 2000. Van Nistelrooy?
Ruud was playing.
Van der Sar.
Van der Sar, starting goalkeeper. All I'm going to say, Ben, is that if you lose this or get it incorrect, it's cracking because we get to go to a final.
If I don't want that.
It's what you don't want.
Schmitzer.
Vladimir Schmitzer came on, yes, so that is correct.
Poborski.
Karol Poborski is correct. He's just batting them away here, Schmidt.
Mm.
Iron Robin? Iron Robin did play in this match, yes.
Uifaluchi.
Tomáš Uifaluchi did play. He played all the game, I believe.
Ooh. We're doing quite well here.
You've got 7 Czechs you can still get, and you've got quite a few more Dutch.
Hmm. Fuck, I got his name on the tip of my tongue, but I can't quite get it out. God, what's that fucker's name?
That's what I'm waiting you to tell me.
I forgot. Wilfred Boma.
Wilfred Boma?
Yeah.
Is a correct answer.
Really good shout. Jankulovski.
I thought it was Jankulovski.
Marek Jankulovski.
Yeah, Marek Jankulovski is one of the remaining Czechs. Yeah.
He's good. Go on, Ben.
He's brought it all back to you. Brought it all back now.
Johnny Heitinger.
Looking down my list, and Johnny Heitinger did play in this match.
Tomáš Galásek.
Oh, fuck off.
Tomáš Galásek absolutely played in this match. He's pulling some out here.
Yeah,
come on, Ben.
Desperately trying to keep myself in it. Probably too early, but Wesley Schneider.
Do not see him on my list. Ah. I'm afraid. I feel that you had some to go there as well.
I had
David.
Some to go. Yeah. Yeah.
So would you like to throw any out?
Marek Heinz.
Marek Heinz came on.
Mm-hmm. Clarence Zadoff, I assume,
Clarence
was on the
Zadoff,
pitch.
Yes.
That might have been me. I could probably get another couple of checks if I'd have thought. But,
yeah, the more difficult checks were on the list.
René Bolf? Was he on there?
René Bolf would have not gotten your points. That would have been incorrect. I think he was
benched. Who am I thinking of? There was a big lad from Banikostrava who propped up the back four.
Yeah, so I mean, well, players that you could have had as well, some of the more ones who may be a bit more difficult to get, you could have had Zdeněk Grigera.
He was at Atletico Madrid.
The one that I thought might have been a tap in, Tomáš Rosický, also played. Marek Heinz, as you said, you could have also had came on as a substitute, David Rosenhall.
Rosenhall, who was just about to move to Newcastle at that point and not be very good.
Yeah, so some of the bigger ones, like you said already, Clarence Seedorf, you could have had Giovanni van Bronckhorst.
That's what I was thinking.
You could have had Jaap Stam, Paul Bosvelt. Edgar Davids was said as well. Philip Cocu, Raphael van der Vaart, Michael Reisinger. And I think that was pretty much your lot.
Yeah.
So very good. And this means that we go to a final. Who would have thunk it? And we will, again, going back to you, Ben, for this one, you can go for domestic cups or bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids. Okay, here we go. This is the one I was hoping for. Just to give you whet your appetite a little bit, domestic cups would have been any team that had won a Czech or Czechoslovak Cup final.
Okay.
This one is also a Cup final. So bridesmaids...
Losing Czech or Czechoslovak.
No, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. However, it will be tricky because I'm looking for teams that have played in either an FA Cup or a Scottish Cup final, but have never won the competition.
Oh.
And there are 22 teams.
Oh my God.
Can you name any?
No.
So, Ben, you start when you're ready.
Watford.
Watford, yes, 2019 beaten finalists.
Millwall.
Millwall finalists in 2004.
Are we done?
I was guessing.
Will anyone be attempting any Scottish clubs?
No.
Cardiff City.
Cardiff City have not been beaten finalists in a cup competition.
Shit.
So, do I have to get one?
No, I'm just leaving it out there as well, just to make it any different. So, I'm afraid that's it.
Why does he have to get one?
What?
Well, we didn't do it the last two
times.
Didn't
do it the last two, yeah. It's whoever blinked first lost.
Ah, it's whoever blinked first.
Oh, yeah. Would you like a few just before you...
Birmingham City one?
Birmingham City, yeah.
Fuck! I was in my head as well.
Last, they've actually lost twice. And they were last in 1956. The one that I thought you had got, Crystal Palace, 2016.
I would not have got that.
Not a great final. You could have had QPR, Luton Town, Bristol City, Fulham, Brighton and Hove Albion, Middlesbrough, Stoke City, Hull City, and then of course in Scotland you have a load of them, like Ross County, the dearly departed Gretna, Queen of the South, who beat Aberdeen in the semi-final and got into Europe, and I wasn't expecting anyone to get Thornley Bank runners-up in season 1879-1880.
Well, fairly.
You could have also had Cambus Lang.
Who?
Cambus Lang.
Was he not a poet?
They no longer exist. 1888 was their last final.
I should have said fucking Blues. Oh, man.
Thanks very much. If I've actually...
Thank you, Sam.
The winner, to be honest...
Do we have some final scores? Or?
Oh, we do, yeah. So, basically, it's the scores that you had last time. We just add on five, David.
Oh,
21.
So, 21. Yes, 21. I've got signed into my computer
nice.
Again.
All right, fair enough.
This has been a bit of a shambles at the end, but I hope you think my intention...
No, it was excellent.
Amazing.
Yeah,
21 points, David. 14 points to Ben. It's possible, listener, that there may have been a mistake or two within this quiz. If you do have any criticism, and actually I got one of these questions wrong, then...
throwoffcast@gmail.com.
throwoffcast@gmail.com. And I've been thinking ever since he said that maybe Joe Hart, maybe he did just be in a Head and Shoulders thing, but I'm pretty sure he was also Gillette. But thank you very much, everyone, because remember, you have played the quiz of choice.
The quiz of choice, the quiz of choice, the quiz of questions, it's a quiz of choice. The quiz of choice, the quiz of choice, the quiz of questions, it's a quiz of choice. You get some right, you get some wrong, there will be laughter and there will be tears. Will all you please respect the rules? Sam the Quizmaster is really sound. The quiz of choice, the quiz of choice, the quiz of questions, it's a quiz of choice. The quiz of choice, the quiz of choice, the quiz of questions, it's a quiz of choice.
Bye.
Fucking hell.